with caution. For underneath the cattle grate there was a huge hole underneath the cattle grate. And it was dark and full of water. And a hand emerged from the water underneath the cattle grate and seemed to beckon me into the water, the deep hole. But thinking it was a trick of my imagination, I started to walk over the cattle grate. I crossed and carried on down towards the farm. Then, from the bushes, I thought I saw a face. And a hand emerged from the bushes and beckoned me into the bushes. Thinking it was a trick of my imagination yet again, I walked on. I came to the farm. No one was in. Put the key in the door and opened the door. I went inside and into the living room. The television was on. The fire was burning. A face seemed to appear in the fire and the television at the same time. I turned around. There was a face at the window. There was a hand in the window, a hand in the television, a hand in the fire, all beckoning. So I went upstairs and went to sleep. I woke up the next morning feeling pretty fine. Opened a packet of cornflakes. There was a hand in the cornflakes beckoning at me. A face peered at me, jeeringly. I could not resist this time. I went into the packet of cornflakes to follow the hand that was beckoning me. It was as though I was possessed. I went into the cornflakes. Then I heard a noise. I was being shaken about. I was on the in a plate with some other cornflakes. Some huge, wet white liquid poured down on me. It was milk. Milk was being poured onto me and the other cornflakes. I was drowning. I was being lifted into the air. A dark tunnel. No! No! I was eaten. I went down the tube and into the stomach. Where I live to this day. I live in a cave in the stomach wall. But I get plenty of food. But every now and then I see the beckoning hand. Come from the passageway to the bladder, and I know what it would mean if I followed the hand. I'd go into the bladder, out of the bladder, into the toilet, and who knows what evil things will be waiting for me in the toilet.